Maynard, he's one of my favourites. Absolute love the way he goes about it. What's the latest with him?
Pretty interesting one, this one. Now, he's committed to the final year of his contract at Collingwood, but he won't sign a new deal until a coach is named. So he's been the subject of trade rumours for much of the year, really. And in fact, recent reports had him categorically joining Melbourne in the upcoming off-season. So what's happening at the moment came with him and a number of players at Hawthorn as well, as that rival clubs are just looking to pick off Collingwood's talent. They've sensed blood in the water there, given the upheaval at the Pies. But Maynard wants to stay there. His current deal runs until the end of 2022. The Pies have actually, as opposed to wanting to trade him, have looked to start talks on a new contract for him. But Maynard would prefer to sit tight for now, develop a relationship with the new coach before turning his mind to a contract extension beyond next season. So he's sitting tight for next year, well and truly, but he just wants to let the coach settle himself in before he turns his mind to a new deal.
So he's what we call a pre-agent, isn't he? And that's been a term that's sort of been a little bit more common in AFL football. So he qualifies for free agency at the end of next year. So the clubs can either trade him now and get something significant for him that's in their control, or they can wait and back themselves in to re-sign him with the prospect that he could leave, and the club will be left to just gather the compensation that's handed out from the AFL.